With communications down in parts of Nepal, a ministry struggles with disaster response. Stitch up the perfect way to honor your mom on Mother's Day. And For Haiti With Love goes green. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You know, there are some miracle stories emerging from Nepal's disaster. One boy was rescued after spending days without food or water. But what if it was day six and you still hadn't heard anything from your loved ones? Well, that's the case for Philemon, a Nepali pastor supported by Advancing Native Missions.
I have not been able to contact other church pastors. I tried. But communication is too weak, and I could not reach them.
Philemon oversees more than 100 churches, along with several Christian schools, sewing centers, and media ministries. On Monday, he'll return to Nepal to start mobilizing church members to help survivors in Christ's name.
There is no shelter for the people, no food, and dead bodies are lying here and there. It has been a very hard time for the Nepali people.
A&M's collecting support for relief efforts led by indigenous pastors in Nepal. You can connect with them at our website. While food, water, shelter, and disease are major concerns in Nepal, there's one debilitating issue: fear. EFCA Reach Global workers tell us that aid workers, neighbors, church members, nobody wants to go back home. Churches have set up temporary shelters. Neighbors and church members are now sleeping, cooking, and sticking together. Once they rarely talked, well, now this new relationship is giving Nepali Christians opportunities to share the gospel. Support EFCA at our website. This is Mission Network News. This next story kind of got buried by the Nepal earthquake. Twice this week, Nigeria's military rescued hundreds of women and girls kidnapped by Boko Haram. Although the rescue was close to Chibok, they're not the original Chibok schoolgirls. Open Doors spokeswoman Emily Fuentes.
First of all, this is a huge praise that this many people were found, both women and girls. These were others who were kidnapped maybe in smaller quantities, but it's happening so frequently, and it didn't quite make the news as much as Chibok.
Boko Haram upped the ante by becoming the Islamic State West African province. It means Open Doors is urgently needed to come alongside the persecuted church.
It's still providing trauma counseling, rebuilding Christian homes and buildings and churches, and then working with those who have lost loved ones.
Pray, would you? It's having an effect.
These Christians have remained faithful, and as a result, we're seeing miracles, even former Boko Haram members coming to Christ.
Honor Mom this Mother's Day when you purchase a sewing machine for a mom in India. India Partners says it would allow moms to work from home, addressing a common problem for widowed moms.
Oftentimes, many of these women who have young children, there are children 6 years old watching a 2 or 3 year old child at home while their mom spends 12 hours working in the field.
That's Donna Glass. She's from India Partners. Part of their ministry is training women to gain valuable skills that help support their families and break the cycle of poverty. But the value isn't only monetary.
Part of the training is an exposure to the gospel every day. There's prayer time. Women are given a chance to learn more about Jesus, to dedicate their lives to him if they so choose, and then they are discipled after that.
Go to missionnews.org to find more details about this project. And a mission organization in Haiti is seeing the benefits of going green. For Haiti With Love recently finished installing solar panels on its main building. Panels save about $500 a month, leaving more money for Christ's work. Other improvements include moving the food distribution center to a more convenient area and painting the front of the main building. Pray these improvements will expand gospel outreach, and visit our website to find more needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up for our daily e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner at the top, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.